I don't know if I told you or not, so we got rid of my wife's Acadia, and we got another Silverado. So she won't let me put anything permanent in that one because I only drive it during the week a couple days to commute to save miles on my truck. My truck's money. I love that thing. It sounds great. It's a nicer truck. It's a win-win, but it's got too many miles on it, so I'm parking it. And I've been driving hers, and recently I've been running the THG75HT, a speaker mic, and a mag mount. And it works once I get down to Romeo, a little just north of Romeo, like Boardman, really. North of town, it sounds like crap, and then there's a bunch of dead spots along the way. So that's what I was referring to. I just texted you a picture of it. So that's why today I was like, you know what, I'm going to take the 857. I can at least put out 15 to 20 watts on UHF instead of the 5, and then hopefully that sounds better. So I have a new mag mount coming so I can run a proper mobile antenna with it, and I think that's the big thing too, is I'm running a HT whip that's bouncing around instead of a rigid mobile antenna. So I'm going to try a couple different things, see if I can dial it in, but that's what started the whole conversation of a portable mobile radio.
I got you. Yep. And then if you get the 5200 for your truck, you can move maybe the 150 to that one if you can get away with it. But the other thing to consider is if she's really adamant about no radio in that vehicle, then you could probably get an all-on-the-mic radio, you know, and then just throw the microphone, you know, just have the microphone come out of the center console or under the seat. That way when you're, you know, out of sight, out of mind. And, you know, I you can always do a mag mount, but there are other things you can do. There's mounts that go up around the, you know, the truck bed light on the back of the cab. There's some mounts that have been fabricated that have an NMO that go there, no holes. You could do a stake pocket, a Breedlove stake pocket or something. You could, you know, there's a little angle bracket that goes between the hood and the fender. It comes out from behind there and puts an NMO mount out there. So there's a lot of ways you can get an antenna on there and, you know, put something in permanent that she doesn't have to look at. As long as you remove the whip, no harm, no foul. That's why I say, you know, an NMO top dead center of the roof's the best, because you unscrew that thing and throw it behind the seat, nobody's wiser you got a radio in the truck.